Last week, Seattle's cultural community was stunned to hear of Seattle Rep Artistic Director Jerry Manning's sudden death. The theater company is going to undergo another shakeup next month when longtime managing director Ben Moore retires. Moore has run the Seattle Rep for almost 30 years through major expansions and the Great Recession. Marcy Silman sat down recently with Ben Moore to talk about his career.
Ben Moore isn't one of those guys who's had theater in his blood since he was a tyke. He didn't even see a live play until he was 12.
And it didn't really impress me that much. It was Judy Holliday and Bells Are Ringing on Broadway. I mean, it was kind of a classic. And when people know that I saw that, it was like, oh my God, that's wonderful. Musicals are not my favorite thing. But what really brought me to be fascinated, I mean, I was very late because I was headed to be a doctor, and I went to this crazy school in Vermont called the Putney School where you had to engage with the arts, and I was like, it was like almost a foreign language for me. And I had no choice. And what I realized about theater, and this is true of all the disciplines, I had to make a choice, which is at the very base of any creative process. There wasn't any one way to do this. And it was up to me to figure out what way I wanted to do this. And that opened up for me a whole new realm of experience that I've never really let go of.
Instead of acting or writing or directing, Moore went into arts administration. He joined Seattle Repertory Theater in 1985 after 15 years in San Francisco at a theater company called ACT. Part of Seattle Rep's attraction to him was then artistic director Dan Sullivan.
More than any other aspect of this work is the notion of supporting an artist in an organization. And I wanted to support Dan Sullivan.
Dan Sullivan was the artistic director here for 17 years, I believe.
Exactly right.
And one of the things that he did was provide a place for New York writers in particular to come and gestate plays that then went back and were huge successes in New York.
Absolutely right. When I got to know Dan, he was a little steeped in the classics, which was where I had come from, because at ACT we didn't do much. In fact, we didn't do any new work to speak of. And while I was here, he began to be more and more interested in new play development. And that's when he brought people like Wendy Wasserstein and John Patrick Shanley, who happily we're going to bring back next year with a play at the end of the season, which is very satisfying. And other noteworthy playwrights, Herb Gardner, etc. So that's when we shifted programmatically much more toward new plays, and we've sustained that.
In particular, Moore says the late Jerry Manning championed new work at the theater, including plays for younger audiences. Moore gives part of the credit to another former member of the Rep's artistic staff, Andrea Allen. She served as the theater's education director before she died of cancer in 2012.
It's like every day I think about Andrea. I ask her what I should do now, because I always turned to her when I needed some good advice. And she was uncompromising in that regard. And we're all sticking with that. And if we don't do more to bring young children, and not just to come here and see a play, but to understand something about live art, then they won't be touched by it, and then they won't think of attending it or supporting it in their future lives.
Under Ben Moore's stewardship, Seattle Rep underwent a significant expansion. Moore oversaw construction of the Rep's second stage, the Leo K. That extra space allowed the Rep to up the number and variety of plays it produced. Those were the good years. When the Great Recession hit in 2008, Moore's big challenge was to keep Seattle Rep in the black. As the man in charge of the money, Moore pared back the artistic offerings. Employees went to a four-day work week, and the company was forced to dip into its endowment to make ends meet. But Seattle Rep was luckier than some of the smaller theaters that didn't make it through the hard times at all.
We've essentially lost the business model that we were all founded on the basis of, which is subscriptions. And that has changed so radically the way we allocate our resources, and ultimately has taken away our means for putting more ambition onto the stage or larger work onto the stage. One of the things I'm proudest about is that, notwithstanding that sort of contraction, that every single decision that we make about what we're going to put on the stage, what is this, what is the a well-balanced season, what is a Dan Sullivan used to call it a shapely season. What is a shapely season? And how do we make sure that each one of those choices is spot on? We never can be sure, and frankly, they never all are spot on. But that rigorous kind of discipline has really stood us in good stead, so that even though we had to get smaller, the work is more consistently of a high quality.
For Ben Moore, it's all about the work that audiences see on stage and the joy he and his colleagues find when they make that work.
You know, I've always been amazed at the collective energy that amasses and illogically succeeds most of the time at creating art together. But it's really the process and the people in the process that has always drawn me forward. You know, I don't really relish seeing the place. I mean, I do. Don't get me wrong. But I love being in a building like this with all these really interesting people who all have very different things to offer and how they struggle at times to work together, but how ultimately we deliver the product every time on time. It's not always perfectly pleasing, but most of the time these days it really is. And that's where my heart lives. It's with the people.
Seattle Repertory Theater Managing Director Ben Moore retires in June. The theater ends its artistic season this weekend with the last performances of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. I'm Marcy Silman, and this is The Record.